Dredd and Rogalski in the studio, and it's time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. And as we do every Tuesday, we welcome in Dr. William Miller, Chief of Staff at Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Hi, Dr. Miller. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. I know you want to talk today just about, in general, the current peak in the coronavirus cases we're having and how to think about COVID and the pandemic moving forward.
Well, thank you for that. So I'm talking about the local peak here, the local outbreak that we've had here on the coast. And I would say with caution that I think we have gone over the peak and we're starting to go down on the other side. And I'm basing that on our own observation. Now, of course, the county has a very important metric that they report, which is the 7-day running average of new cases. But that average is, of course, the last 7 days. And that gets updated every few days. It looks like the last time they updated it was on the 21st. What we're seeing in our testing through the lab are patients who are being tested because maybe they have symptoms, and also our staff, and also preoperative, pre-surgical screening. And so 10 days ago, we were seeing that about half, literally 50% of our preoperative screening were positive, which is why we temporarily canceled all elective surgeries for that week. And also at that time, about 10 days ago, we were seeing that about 2 or 3, maybe even 4 of our staff were turning positive every day. Once again, generally community spread. But in the last 4 or 5 days, we've had no new staff test positive. And 100% of the pre-screenings that we've been doing for surgery have been negative. And we had, I think we did 24 of them yesterday. So that's a pretty good sampling. You could use that as a substitute, say, for surveillance testing. Not a big number, 24, but nonetheless, when you consider that half of those would have been positive about 10 days ago. So I'm optimistic but cautious that we may be starting to come down on the other side of this current surge that we've been having. And as you've heard me say before, with this Omicron, for reasons that are a little unclear, these surges tend to go down just as quick as they go up. So we actually may see a rapid decline in the number of cases. Another thing that has really held out for me so far is that we don't seem to be seeing as sick of people when they do get infected. I want to remind everyone that since the very beginning of this pandemic, we've always said that most people, the vast majority of people, do not get really sick with COVID. 80%, it's always been, 80% have only mild to moderate symptoms. And a lot of my friends and colleagues who've gone through COVID now have told me that they're surprised that they didn't get really that sick. I'm not surprised because, once again, 80% don't get really that sick. But with the current situation, that may be even higher, and once again, being cautiously optimistic. And I think that's a combination of several things. It's a combination of the fact that a lot of people now at this point in the pandemic have been infected from time to time, and thus obviously have some natural immunity. Plus, a huge percentage of the population has gotten vaccinated and boosted. So that's important. And lastly, hopefully, Omicron does appear to be less virulent. So what we're seeing now in the hospital is really people who are admitted with COVID, but not because of COVID. In other words, they're admitted for some other reason, maybe a heart problem or an infected toe or something or other. And of course, we screen every admission and, oh, look, you're positive. So these are counted as hospitalized cases. If you look on the, the county website, they'll be counted as COVID hospitalized patients. But actually, it's an important distinction. They're not being admitted because of COVID. They're admitted for some other reason. And incidentally, oh, look, they also happen to be COVID positive. Maybe they have some mild symptoms. Similarly, the number of, quote, deaths from COVID get reported In a way that basically if somebody dies for any reason, and they happen to also be COVID positive at that time, we're tending to count those as COVID-related deaths. And I think that that's misleading. It made sense maybe 2 years ago when we started this pandemic and we were unclear as to how the behavior of this disease was going to be, to say that anybody who died during that 14 days, and I believe actually the count is all the way out to several weeks after, we count that as a COVID death, even though it was completely expected for some other reason, maybe heart attack or stroke or whatever. So I think we need to kind of start refining how we think about these numbers. And so I'm planning to talk in more detail in this week's Miller Report, looking at how these numbers came about, why we did it the way we're doing now. Maybe it made sense then. Maybe we need to refine these numbers now.
Doctor, I think it's interesting. You said that, you know, people might be admitted for a heart situation, an infected toe. The last thing on their mind is, I'm COVID positive, and they are. And had it not been for that heart condition or that infected toe, they wouldn't even thought about being tested. And so it really does put it into perspective. Thank you for doing that. And thanks very much for being here on the Mendocino Coast Health Report every Tuesday. Rogalski here from the Coast.